could be more English? There's the flag of St George on the church, Church of England, of course.
The Maypole dancing at Aldlam Carnival next month.
This is an English country lane.
The NSPCC have a bric-a-brac stall here next week.
And what about the kebab shop? For hundreds of years, marauding Welshmen tried to redraw the borders. Have they finally won the battle for Aldlam? It was all Bob Cartwright's idea. He ran the poll on the village website.
This was an area that was fought over by the Welsh and the English. In fact, it's often referred to as the Welsh Marches, the whole area down between
England and Scotland. And now you just want to hand it to them on a plate.
Well, it's more that we want to share in all the benefits of being Welsh.
And they are?
The advantages are free prescriptions for people of all ages. Whereas in England,
we have to pay £7.10 now, don't we?
No.
Janice should know. She's Aldlam's district nurse. But she would be in favour of the change. She's Welsh.
Borida, Nosta, Prynawnda.
Told you. What's in it for Wales? According to Richard Ferber, the chairman of the parish council, they get an award-winning village.
We won the Cheshire Community Council Vibrancy Award in 2006, which led us on to the North of England Calais Village of the Year Award and the DEFRA Building Community Life Award for the whole of the country.
Yeah, well, we'll have them back if you're going to join Wales, I think.
Well, what you've already had, you can't take away, can you?
So if you live in Aldlam, you can expect lots of foreign news on your telly and lots of bilingual road signs cluttering your village square. Aldlam, we hope you are only kidding. We don't want to lose you. Stuart Flinders, Northwest Tonight, Aldlam, England.